You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you find yourself dissatisfied with the choices offered by the two mainstream political parties, you have a new choice as of today. The Working Class Party got itself onto the Michigan ballot after more than 50,000 people signed petitions, quite a lot more than the 31,566 signatures required by election law. With us now is Marianne Herring of the Working Class Party. And Marianne, let's start at the beginning. What is the Working Class Party?
We are a party of laboring population, whether we're retirees, teachers, auto workers, students, people on Social Security, people who are struggling to live with part-time jobs or contractual jobs or two-tier jobs. 2 years ago, some of us decided to let the voice of the working class be heard in the elections. We don't have to look any further than the crises that we see in the state of Michigan. Flint and the Detroit Public Schools. Both parties, Republicans and Democrats, are implicated in these tragic circumstances for people, whether it's the poisoning of children of Flint, the killing of people with Legionnaire's disease, children suffering brain damage, population being ignored when Flint residents kept saying over and over again, this is a problem. And even though it goes down in history as the problem of Governor Snyder, the federal EPA is really dominated by Democrats, and they ignored the warning signs about this disaster for 2 years. So we're giving them equal opportunity as far as blame is concerned.
So plenty of blame to be ladled out, in your view, to both parties.
Absolutely. What's happening to public education? You don't have to talk to me. You can talk to the thousands of people we talked to when we petitioned to get on the ballot. Education was a huge issue throughout many working class school districts. But when you look at the destruction, the conscious destruction of the Detroit public schools, that's another, you know, central reason why we stood up and said enough is enough. The two political parties, Republicans and Democrats, represent the interests of big business, of the banks. The legislature serves their interest, and the working class has no political voice. So into that, we stepped and said, enough is enough. It's time for the working class to be able to express itself at the polls and have its own party.
Now, were you surprised to get over 50,000 signatures when, you know, that's nearly 20,000 more than was required to get you on the ballot?
It was a huge effort. There were about 69 people who pulled together in this effort to circulate the petitions. There was not a lot of us. But from the very beginning, when we started on January 16th, the coldest day of the winter, we had incredible response from people who stopped, despite the weather conditions, all the way up through July 9th when we stopped petitioning, where people literally said, we are so fed up. This is such a great idea. Where can I sign? Not to mention the thousands of stories we heard as far as people's situation, whether it was Teamsters having their pensions cut, parents being nickeled and dimed for fundraising so their kids could have a sports activity, people on Social Security who didn't get an increase. I mean, it resonated in the populations where we petition, which were primarily in working class districts.
Do you feel you're speaking as much to people in northern Michigan or in the Upper Peninsula as you are to that base of support that you pulled in southeast Michigan?
I can't imagine that we wouldn't have had tremendous response also in other districts because the education is under attack nationwide. Social Security nationwide, jobs nationwide, you know, whether it's you're talking about the UP where people are really, really struggling. It's my understanding we had petitions signed from every county in the state of Michigan except for like four because we met people at different places. And people said, will this be something we can vote for where we live? And we said, yes, if we get on the ballot, we intend to at least have a candidacy that's a statewide candidacy.
And with that, let me ask you, so what will we see on the November ballot? For what offices are they running? I know you're running for office, are you not?
Yes. You will see on the ballot three candidates for the Working Class Party this year. Myself, for member of the State Board of Education, I have been teaching for many years. I'm well-known in the Dearborn public schools, but I'm an advocate for public education across the board. We are also reinforcing this statewide position by running two workers, and we're going to consistently link all three candidacies together for the Working Class Party. One of the auto workers is a longtime militant at Chrysler. He's now retired, Sam Johnson. The second auto worker who is on the slate is a longtime Ford worker. His name is Gary Walkowicz. He has led the struggles against two-tiered wages and against concessions in the UAW.
And what offices are Gary and Sam running for?
Sam Johnson is running for 13th District, Congress in the 13th District. Gary Walkowicz, Congress in the 12th District.
You know, some have wondered aloud, Marianne, why not see parties like yours, like the Working Class Party and the Green Party and the Libertarian Party, unite and create a large, cohesive option for voters who are looking at both the mainstream parties and their presidential candidates, and they can't support either one of them. So those are voters who are really ripe for the picking. Why not band together?
I don't think it's the issue of large. I think it's the issue of policy. There are some independent parties that we do not have agreement. We think that the working class has the capability, when it's organized, to solve the problems that the working class faces. And it's like saying you have to have a particular tool to work on a carburetor. You don't pick the biggest tool that you have, you pick the tool that actually works. And we think working class organized, when it actually fights for what we need as a population, can solve the problems that we face, whether it's the question of quality, excellent public education, the issue of jobs, the issue of roads. And it requires the working class organized. We deliberately are focusing on the class that actually does the work to make the society run. And we do not say just electing us will solve the problem. We say openly in our literature, we'll say when we campaign, that we believe the working class, when it's organized, can fight to change the problems and correct the problems that it faces.
Is this not the approach that the Communist Party took when it was trying to organize, even back looking at the 50s?
You're not talking about the 50s. I would say you're talking about the workers' movement of the 1930s.
Mm.
But I'm very, very confident in the history when the working class has organized together. And yes, there were communist and socialist groups in the working class that played a central role in what today people know to be many of the gains that the working class saw in this society, whether it's for the right for Social Security, for workers' comp, for the right to be organized in their own union organizations. But I will reference history since you brought it up. I would say I would more point to the candidacy of the Working Class Party 100 years ago. His name was Eugene V. Debs, who said, the bosses have their own parties, the workers, working class, we need our own party.
Now, let me ask you this. Are there other working class parties in other states?
There have been historically, and over the years, there have been different socialist groups, to my knowledge, who have been on the ballot. But I am not at this moment familiar with an organization that says Working Class Party in other states.
Marianne, what is your goal for the Working Class Party in this election cycle right now, leading up to November 2016?
The goal is to give the thousands and thousands and thousands of working class people, the laboring population, whether people are retired, unemployed, underemployed, a way to express what they really think in the elections, that we need our own political voice, and we have confidence that we can do, working class people would do an excellent job of solving the problems, because the current political parties have put the crisis on the backs of the laboring population. We think that, we're through with anything to do with lesser of two evils. I will quote Eugene V. Debs and say, I would rather vote for something I want and not get it than vote for something I don't want and get it.
Marianne Herring is one of the organizers of the Working Class Party and a candidate for the State Board of Education on that Working Class Party ballot. And we want to thank you for being, actually not ballot, let me say that again. Marianne Herring is one of the organizers of the Working Class Party, and you will see her name as a candidate for the State Board of Education. Thank you so much for speaking with us today and telling us about the Working Class Party, Marianne.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.